faith for financial release, financial increase. I understand that religious folks don't like when you talk about money. They don't like when you talk about prosperity. A lot of religious folks don't like that because so much of the body of Christ is living far below what God intends for them to live. You don't realize that you have been created in the image and likeness of God, and that God has given you authority to rule and to reign in life. One of the scriptures that we quote so much, and all of you know, John 10:10, you know, that scripture says right there that Jesus came to give us not just life, but abundant life. Have you ever thought about what abundant life is? It's not just surviving. It's not just getting by. We have lived so far below what God wants us to have in this earth that sometimes it's laughable because we have been so blinded and allowed Satan to rob us of so much. Many in the church today, that number one crisis and burden upon their life is a lack of finances, a lack of having enough money to do the things they want to do when they want to do them. Yet we are the anointed of God. And the anointing is supposed to remove that burden, is it not? Well, something's wrong. Why do some people get blessed and others don't get blessed? Everybody loves God, I assume, that says they're a Christian. Well, it's a lack of understanding. It's a lack of putting a demand on your faith. And so God began to deal with me about some things, and I want to share these things with you. You know, all of the promises of God are yea and amen in Jesus Christ. And I gave you that scripture in it's actually in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, where it talks about all things are yours. He has given us in the book of Timothy, he says, freely all things to enjoy. Last time I got into the aspect of letting the Word do its work in your life. I gave you four things that the Word does. And I'm not going to go over those things again. You can go back and listen to the message. Now, you know, the reason I know that people are interested in these things, well, there are several reasons. I know one thing that, you know, I put the messages on the internet and I can check the statistics of the downloads. And the teaching on winning the world gets a few downloads. But the teaching that I did on Wednesday just 2 weeks has already surpassed the other teachings in downloads. So, you know, people are interested in how to get increase in their life because people are suffering lack. They're suffering need. And they don't understand that all that provision is in the kingdom of God. But we've got to let the Word do its work in our life because we have to do it in divine order. The Word will not work if it's out of order. So we have to allow the Spirit of God to do that Hebrew 4:12, that powerful, sharp Word of God, that two-edged sword, to go in there not only to bring divine course or divine steps, if you will, of how to systematically put the Word of God to work in your life, but it has to also bring the reproof and the correction to clean up things in our life that keep the blessing of God from manifesting. Now, in the book of Hebrews again, chapter 11, if you'll just turn over there. I want you, and again, I want to try to give you a lot of things here in a short amount of time, but there's some things that I want to share with you that I want you to write down so that you can say these things, these affirmations that I'm going to give you. And I don't want you to ever talk about things that you want, but you can't have them. Don't stop doing that. Don't stop talking in that realm that you see something and you say, I can't have that. Why can't you have it? You've got to get back this image on the inside of you again that you can have the best. You can have the best. But if you've got an old, negative, religious mindset that denies the power of God, then you don't allow this blessing to come into manifestation. Hebrews, I want you to read again in chapter 11, verses 1, verses 2, and verses 6, and meditate on these scriptures. These are some powerful things that will build faith, teach you faith, to release for financial release or financial prosperity. Now, we're talking about money. Make no mistake about it. We're talking about releasing. There's different kinds of prosperity. But we're talking about money, M-O-N-E-Y, and I don't care what devil gets mad. Because the devil don't want you to have much money. Because as long as he can keep you broke, as long as he can keep you in debt, as long as he can keep you in lack, listen, you're not going to be much of a blessing even for yourself, much less for others. That's not a, you know, you cannot say in your heart that that's a good feeling when you don't have enough even to meet your own need, much less try to help somebody else. You cannot stand and tell me that's a good feeling on the inside. That's why I say at the end of the day, sometimes people say, well, all I need is Jesus. You're faking. Sure, all you need is Jesus to get to heaven, but you're not dead yet. And you're not in heaven yet. You're still here. And God has called us to establish His kingdom. Are you with me? And in order to do that, we've got to tap in to what God has given us and what God has promised us. The richest man in all of this present world, listen to this. This man lives in Mexico City. He makes $27 million a day. That exceeds what Trump and Ross Perot and Bill Gates and I forgot the other two all make in a day. Now, they're rich. Now, this guy is not, he's not saved. He's not Christian. He lives in a third world country where the average wage is like $4 a day. Yet he makes $27 million a day. Could you imagine making $27 million a day? Let me ask you again. Can you imagine making $27 million a day? See, somebody's sitting there. You can't even fathom that. Some of you have trouble fathoming making $27 a day. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? Now, if a worldly person is able to accomplish that by worldly means, how much more should we, as believers, people of faith, that serve a God that said, I have come to give you in this life, not just life to live and breathe, but life more abundantly. The God who owns everything. Now, if I got your attention, faith, look at this, what it says. I'm really getting off my subject here. Now, faith is the substance. Everybody say substance again. Of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Now, let me give you some things here. We have to understand again that our mouth, everybody point at your mouth. I didn't say open it, but just point at it. I opened mine because I got to talk. It is what? It is a container of words. And the Bible teaches us very, 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 very explicit that words have power in them. Power to create. We are told. I need to go and look at all these scriptures with you, but you're going to have to take my word on some of them. We are told that we are to withdraw or to not hang around with those that deny the power of God. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. He said, get away. That's why I'm telling you, you can't hang around those. This is not a message that you go share with your buddies that are half in, half out, or, you know, this is not a witnessing message. This is a message for you so that you can learn to release financial increase in your life. Because you go share this kind of message with an average person that has really no faith in God or really has no understanding of what God wants for somebody, they'll just laugh at you, they'll mock you, and they'll tell you, what in the world are you listening to? So remember, this message is a message where it is revelation to receive from God so that the substance, listen to me, the substance always precedes manifestation. He told us that we are not to deny or hang around with those that have a form of godliness but deny the power of God. Now we know, what is the power of God? Well, the gospel is the power of God. Hello? Unto those that believe, it brings salvation. Deuteronomy 8:18, you can just write it down, says that it is God that gives us power to create wealth. Power? Don't deny the power. So, to say that it's not godly, or to say that, well, I don't know if that's solid doctrine or teaching us that we can be rich. You got to quit listening to that stuff. You got to quit filling your mind with that kind of negative talk in the atmosphere. I'm talking about if you want to get into a place where you have financial increase and demonstration, manifestation. A manifestation of an increase financially in your life. When I say things, I don't say these things to be silly, like money cometh easily and it comes quickly. This is something you've got to say, and you've got to say it on a daily basis. How many of you have already forgotten that? This is not just something that I'm drumming up here, but it's something for you to begin to make an affirmation in your life on a daily basis. Now, you're going to have to praise God. You're going to have to worship God. And you're going to have to do a lot of other things, but we'll get into that. But knowing that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So, if I hold the Word of God in my mouth, in other words, I meditate on that Word and I use that Word to speak these things, then There's a conversion that takes place from what is not seen to what is seen. When I release the Word of God, because the Word of God, just like the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, when God created this earth, He spoke, He said, "Let there be light." And what happened? There was light. Well, He gave that same authority to you and I. We have that same authority residing on the inside of us, but you've got to believe that. That can't just be some religious jargon, see. It's got to be something that you believe. Prosperity, wealth, money, all of those things must obey you. You must have rule over them, not them ruling over you. They are not to lord over you, but you are to lord over them. The next verse says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed. By what? By the Word of God. When you hold that Word in your mouth and you begin to speak God's Word, you begin to frame your world so that there can be a manifestation of what you are saying. That's why you've got to stop saying, "Oh, I don't really need that. Oh, I can't afford that." You got to stop saying those kind of things. You can afford anything God wants you to have. You got to believe it, though. He said, by faith, verse 3 again, by faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So we're talking about we have to release our faith in order to receive our prosperity, in order to receive our financial increase. If we let that Word be in our mouth and let those words be creative, just like God did, then it's creating a force that's going to bring the unseen into the scene. Then you come to verse 6. See, it depends on how you come to God. But without faith, it is what? It is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So we can't come to God just any way. Prosperity doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen because we're a Christian. It happens because we come to God and we believe that He is, just like we read over there with Abram. He had to put his trust that God was the God who He said He was. And we have to get back to defining this substance again. I did give you the definition of substance, didn't I? I did tell you that substance is what underlies the manifestation. That was in the first hour I taught you. It is the foundation of the manifestation. But the substance always precedes the manifestation. That's the definition. It always precedes the manifestation. The substance is our thoughts. It's our words. It's what we write down. To bring into manifestation the things which were not seen so they can be seen. Now I know this is maybe a little bit deep for some of you, but you can get this. Because this is really a basic teaching on faith. that we are releasing our faith, learning to release our faith so we can use the blessing that God has given us to be even a greater blessing. We all said a while ago, God has blessed us. Why? To be a blessing. We all agree in order to be a blessing, we're going to have more in order to do more. If we're going to build a church, we're going to build a kingdom, we've got to grow spiritually and we've got to grow financially. We've got to have a mindset that we're not going to allow the negative thoughts, we're not going to allow the thoughts of doubters and unbelievers and those who are jealous and those who are envious wear us down and bum us out, because they're trying to bog us down with their problems and their situations, and they won't come and they won't hear the word of God so they can get out of their dilemmas. Now, let me tie this together here. Remember Matthew 6:33? Just put your hand there, because I want to come back to Hebrews 6. But look at it again. He says, without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that, what? Diligently seek him. Now, let me emphasize this so you really get this. He didn't say, go after the stuff. He didn't say, go after the things. He said, go after him. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. In other words, the reward is the spiritual compensation. There's a spiritual law called the law of increase. The law of increase, the law of compensation, and the law of abundance. Say it with me. Say the law of increase, the law of abundance, the law of compensation. They all belong to me. Yeah, say it again. Say the law of increase, the law of abundance. All belong to me. Matthew 6:33 says the same thing. Seek what? First, the kingdom of God and all these. There you go. But what are we seeking? See, the reason that we prosper is because we are seeking the Scripture. We are quoting the Scripture. We are teaching the Scripture. I would not be a fine example of faith to you if I was up here broke, begging, and without. God is the one that supplies. God is the one that brings it in, because I'm doing the work of God. I'm seeking God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Seek ye first the kingdom of God in all these things. You see how they're tied together? Do you see how they're tied together? He is, Hebrews 11:6, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In other words, that law of compensation says, if you do my word, if you seek my face, then I will compensate, or I will reward you for that. God rewards people who do his word. Prosperity doesn't happen automatically. We have to begin, and the things that I'm teaching you is to build your faith where you can begin to say some things that normal people don't say. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get across there. I'm trying to say to you that this sounds foolish to a natural mind, or a natural man. That's why I'm telling you, this is not a message for you to go share with your unsaved friends. This is a message for you tonight to get revelation, where you can begin to say, prosperity demonstration begins now in my life tonight. Amen. Prosperity, come on, say prosperity demonstration begins tonight in my life. Now get ready. Because if you say that on a daily basis and you believe that in your heart, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and we begin to frame our world. Get ready for a prosperity demonstration to come in your life. Expect money to come from sources or from people or from things that you did not know they were coming from. It may be small. It may start out small. But it can certainly get larger because there's no limit in God. Y'all okay? All right. So, rewarder speaks of manifestation. It's called the spiritual law of compensation, okay? Now, here's something I want you to write this down, and then we're going to say it. The rich substance of the universe instantly responds to my prosperous thinking. I am now rich in mind and manifestation. The rich substance of the universe instantly responds to my prosperous thinking. I am now rich in mind and manifestation. You ready to say it? Are you ready to say it? Okay. Say it with me. Say, the rich substance of the universe instantly responds to my prosperous thinking. I am now rich in my mind and in manifestation. It's one thing to think it. It's another thing to see it come to pass. Okay? If you keep saying it and you keep believing it, you're framing, just like Hebrews 11:3 said, your world. Okay? I'm teaching you these affirmations so that you can use them for yourself. Okay? I'm teaching you these things so you can break out of that place of lack and not having enough. Okay? Now, in fact, if at all possible, from this night forward, I don't want you to think about what you don't have. I don't want you to think about your debts. Now I know that some of you do have some, but listen, try real hard, be diligent, not to think about your debts and how much you owe, because what you think on begins to expand in your thinking and in your mind. And so we become debt conscious or lack conscious more than we become prosperity conscious. And so that dogs us down, that tracks us down. Now, we got to be responsible, but I'm saying don't think about those. Don't entertain those thoughts. Because God is going to make a way out. I'm going to show you in a minute. You are now in place because of just the word that's going forward tonight. For a prosperity demonstration to come in a very short time. That should have made somebody shout. You got to release your faith and increase your financial miracle. Now, turn over with me quickly to 2 Chronicles. Are y'all okay? I mean, you getting this? Okay, I mean, this is took a lot of time and thought and study to get all this in a systematic approach for you. It's a shame that more people won't come and hear this so we can do something really great for God. But I found out that God will do it with the people that He has. And if the people He has won't do it, He will bring it in from some other way. But He prefers to do it through you and I. If He's going to bless anybody in the kingdom of God, anybody in the body of Christ, why not us? Okay? Now, let's look here. And I know, you know, again, guys, I can hear some things, you know. You're not satisfied if you don't have enough. You can't honestly say that you're satisfied by not having enough. I understand that we're to be content. And I understand that, yes, we need God and that God blesses us and God puts bread on our table. Thank God for that. But I'm talking about going beyond that. I'm not talking about just putting bread on your table, but having somebody to put the bread on your table for you. Yeah, now you're getting it. Now you're smiling a little bit. All right. Okay. Now look here. Look here. Second, what did I tell you? 2 Chronicles 26. No wonder, I'm in 1 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 26. I believe that's where it is. Look at this. Look what I found here. It says, verse 5. 2 Chronicles 26, verse 5. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. Oh, I love this. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to be poor, to be barely getting along, to keep him poor so he could be humble. No, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Can I ask you an embarrassing question? Well, I won't. Well, I'll ask it, but don't answer it. I'll ask myself. How long have you been seeking the Lord? Told you it's embarrassing, isn't it? How long have you been going to church? But he didn't say going to church. He said, seek the Lord. How long have you been seeking the Lord? Now, don't answer it because it could get embarrassing. But some of you have been years and years and years and years. He said, as long as he sought the Lord, he made him to prosper. Can I give you two other scriptures? Psalms 34:10. They can just flash this one up because of time. It says, those that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Psalms 84:11 says the same thing. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. How long have you been seeking the Lord and you have not come into your place of wealth and riches? See, prosperity is not just about having two cars and a nice house. Prosperity is having everything you want, when you want it, and how you want it. It's talking about putting yourself in a position where you cannot be denied. Now, you look at the Bible, we're talking about a Bible man. We're talking about God's covenant men that chose to believe God. Bible says that God made, remember, Abraham very rich. We know about Job, and we can see these things, okay, because God did not give us the power to create wealth so we could remain stupid. So something's got to give. Something is wrong. Let me tell you what's wrong is the false contentment that many in the body of Christ have come to say, well, you know, I really don't know what to do. And you got around other people that said, well, I don't know what to do either. So you had a I don't know what to do convention, and you had a don't know what to do manifestation. Come on, somebody. It's just false contentment, just another way of saying, I don't know what to do. But see, God wants to put you into a position where you cannot be denied. God says, I want you to do some more. Get more word out. I'm telling you, people are retrieving these messages off the worldwide internet. Now, they can get the audio, but God's wanting us to do video too. But I'm just telling you, they want to learn this stuff. They see a great nation, and they see a people that are prosperous. But you know what? We've got to teach them how that it is the will of God that they can have the same thing. It's just not about because we live in the United States of America. Are you with me? So prosperity means I cannot be denied. And that is really why somebody can be blessed and then somebody on the other side of the street can't be blessed. It's all lack of understanding. It's just lack of not understanding how to put a demand upon your faith. Faith has to have what? A corresponding action. It has to have a demand placed upon it. And we place a demand upon God according to His Word. God would not be God if He did not honor His Word. Now write down these three names. I need to give you this right quick. Jehovah, Jesus, and Christ. Jehovah, Jesus, and Christ. Now, these all have something to do with our prosperity. I began to share this a little bit the last time, but I didn't get into all this. 2 Corinthians 8:9, again, let me just quote it for sake of time. You can write down the address and you can look it up later. But it says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you through His poverty might become rich. So we know that Jesus came to give us that abundant life. Amen. Then Christ, we all know that that is the Greek word for not only Messiah, but it's the anointed one. And we've studied the anointing to know that that removes burdens and destroys yokes. And I've already told you that probably the number one crisis in most people's life is the burden of not having enough. Acts 10:38 is the scripture. I'll just give it to you. That's the one where it says God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power and went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. But then Jehovah. Now this is what the Hebrew people, this is what the Jewish people call God. Jehovah. Only they don't say Jehovah in Hebrew. Yahweh. But it's the covenant name. Now, I say this to you because here's what it means. Here's the affirmation I want you to see. Here's what they say daily. Do you ever, remember again, do you ever thought about most Jews are pretty wealthy? Can I get a better amen? You do not see too many Jews sitting under an overpass say, I will work for money or bread. Come on, somebody. They make this confession on a daily basis. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, now richly provides. Let's say it. Jehovah Jireh now richly provides. See, that needs to be an affirmation. That's still something you need to say on a daily basis. That's why I'm teaching you tonight. This message can't stop here in a few minutes. You've got to carry it on in your daily routine. Mm-hmm. All right. So, when you say this, you are invoking the power of the Word of God to work in your name, because that is His covenant name. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord now richly provides. So Jehovah Jireh, as we've already said earlier, He is the Lord. He is our provider. But in other words, the Lord is saying, my provision shall be seen in your life. When you're saying Jehovah Jireh, you're acknowledging not only is He your provider, but you're acknowledging that your provision will be seen. In other words, a manifestation. A prosperity demonstration equals a manifestation. Right? If we keep those words in our mouth and keep those negative other thoughts out of our head and not let people bum us out. Now, I'm not telling you to, you know, not pray with people and not, you know, not have compassion on people, but I'm saying don't let them burden you down on their conditions. Just let them just say, you know, hold that. I'm working on something. Just hold that, because you do not want to entertain those thoughts, because it's going to distract you from your demonstration of your prosperity. Your money cometh. That's how we can say Jehovah Jireh now, richly, now provides. That's how we can say money cometh easily and money cometh quickly. And believe it, right? As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm about to get excited. Now, here's another one. Let me give it to you, then we'll say it. The spiritual substance from which comes all visible wealth is never depleted. God never runs out. It is right with you all the time, and it responds to your faith. It responds to your faith in it and your demand upon it. Did you get that? Now let's say it together. You ready? The spiritual substance. Now remember, substance comes before manifestation. So let's say it. The spiritual substance from which comes all visible wealth is never depleted. It's never depleted. Okay? It is right with you all the time, and responds to your faith and your demand, or my demand, upon it. So I have to have, number one, I have to have the God kind of faith working. But I also have to put a demand upon my faith, because faith has corresponding action. Okay? Now, what is substance? Let me give you these things, kind of closing it down here for tonight. What is substance? Well, substance are thoughts. That's why it's important to think right. Because as a man thinketh in his what? In his heart, so is he. Substance is words. That's why it's important that we speak what God says. Substance is writing down. Now, you're writing down these affirmations so that you can say them on a daily basis. That's substance. The substance precedes the what? Okay, you're not going to have the manifestation without having the substance. Faith is the substance of hope, things hoped for. Okay? And listen to this. Substance is seeds. Seeds are substance that causes manifestation. You don't have a harvest without planting a seed. So we don't get away from what we know to do. We still got to do the tithe. We still got to do the offering. We still got to plant financial seed, okay? But there's a lot of other things besides just tithing and giving offerings, okay? Now, here's some more things for you. Instead of letting yourself be afraid of depression, Price increase. And listen, you turn on the news, everything's going up. It's going to cost more to heat your home this winter. Oil's going to cost more. So you got to tune those things out and not let them affect your thoughts. Okay? Inflation or the high cost of living, dwell or think on divine substance. So you get to make a choice. You want to think about the high cost of living, how much bread is, how much milk is, how many mouths I got to feed, or do you want to think on divine substance? We can consciously and deliberately take control of our world by taking control of our attitude about substance. Remember, I'm teaching you on Sunday about the attitude towards the world. So we've got to make sure that our attitude is proper about substance. Divine substance cannot be exhausted. Divine substance cannot be withheld. Divine substance cannot be taken. Divine substance is everywhere present, and I wisely use it. See, that's got to be your affirmation. I wisely use divine substance. Divine substance is the one and only reality, and divine substance never fails. Get this. Never fails to manifest. Why? Because it's based on the Word. And the Word cannot fail, or God would not be God. The finished results of divine substance now appear in rich, appropriate form. And let me just, I'm out of time, they're flashing, but let me just mention a couple things here just to give you something to dwell on. There's a cleansing aspect of prosperity. You can't get away from this because you have people in your heart. Some of you have people in your heart tonight that have done you wrong, that have done things to you, and you've got to let them go. And it's important that you get this point because I've got affirmations and I got points here written down. Listen to me. It's important that you let the people go that have done you wrong, that have cheated you, abused you, or did something to you, because you cannot let people block your financial demonstration. No more than you can let people take away the peace of God in your life. So say this with me. Now you have to let go of unpleasant relationships, okay? Say this with me. Say, I fully and freely forgive. I loose and let go and cast all judgment, resentment, criticism, and unforgiveness under the blood of Jesus and the living Christ within me to be dissolved and healed. The prospering truth has set me free to meet my rich good and to share my goods with others. See, there's a lot of stuff you got to learn. That's why you have to get in this stuff and dig it out. That's why the pastor has to get in here and get this stuff dug out. Now, to have full prosperity, and again, let me just again tell you that prosperity is not just money. Okay, we understand it, but we are talking about money in this teaching. We're talking about being in position to have what we want, when we want it, how we want it, and we are not denied. If we need $17,000 for cameras, we don't want ourselves to be denied. Amen. We want $2 million to build a church. We don't want to be in a position to be denied. Right. Okay. Same as you. You need a car. You need a house. You need a place to live. You're going to have to think big. Seek first what? The kingdom of God and these. I got one more here for you. And remember, nobody owes you nothing. Nobody. Not the government, not the welfare, come on, not the WIC. Nobody owes you nothing. There is a resistance to abundant living, so be prepared. Just like there's a resistance to the anointing. Now let's make this two last ones here and then we'll go home. Say this with me. Say, I fully and freely release and forgive. I loose and let go all ill feelings so that divine love produces the perfect results now. Say, one more. Say it with me. Say, I fully and freely release and forgive. And I joyously make way for new good, which now appear quickly in satisfying, appropriate form. I now let go of the old ways of living, old unsatisfaction and methods of work and dissatisfying relationships of the past. I am now open and receptive to my new and highest good so I can share it with others. I am cleansed. Well, I'm saying it to you, but you can say it with me. I am cleansed for prosperity, wealth, money to come quickly and frequently. Praise be the name of Jesus. Come on, praise be the name of Jesus. Praise be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, just stand up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. They're flashing those zeros at me, but that's all right. Glory to God, glory to God, glory.